Okay, and now it's time for the second part, so here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. And we might not be going
here. Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease her? Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Foul Monkey!
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 250.
Wow, that's got to be a milestone there.
Yeah. I never thought that I would ever get to 250. I never thought I would make it past a year.
Mainly because you can't usually count to 250.
That, or I can never keep a goddamn listener on the show. And you know what we forgot to play for the funk? I mean, a host.
A coast. Yes.
We forgot to play the phone call song for...
That's okay. I'm sure Lou won't mind.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
That's okay.
We'll do it on this show. So, welcome to Foul Monkeys. Some people are still in the room listening to us, which is great.
Absolutely.
All of you, if you're on Twitter, you should go on Twitter and tell people to come and listen to us right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Do it
fucking angry.
Now.
Angry. The second show is a lot harder for me than the first part of the show because I think we, like, fucking, like, just blow our wads all
over. Well,
the first
you know what? I saved some wad for the second part.
Oh, okay. Hey. <Yeah. laughs> The second wad.
The second wad. Oh, my goodness.
That's hot.
That's hot. as everybody knows, Ricky's single again.
Yeah.
But.
Womp womp.
Not so womp womp. Considering I have a new name for him.
Oh, is this a name that I have not heard yet?
Yeah, I have a new nickname for Ricky. I'm going to be calling him Dyson.
Dyson.
Dyson, like the vacuum cleaner, because he never loses suction.
Why do you say such things?
Because the revolving door and the welcome mat are back. There has been more traffic in and out of this house in the past 2 weeks.
Please.
No. Don't even. Every night.
You're so up late.
Every night. You have had a visitor.
Or two.
Or two, yeah.
Did I text message you last night?
Oh. Are y'all coming home soon? Because I might have a guest. And when I said I was coming home at 2 o'clock in the morning when I had the allergic reaction, Ricky's like, "Well, there might be another car in the driveway." I'm like, "Are you shitting me?" While I was in my bedroom dying of cat allergies, he's got a trick in the damn bedroom. Ugh. And then last night, and the night before, and the night before, and the night before.
It hasn't been every night.
Oh, it seems like it.
Whatever.
You have been a busy boy since you became single.
Well,
again.
I can't help people can't resist me. They contact me.
They contact you. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't help it. They're addicted.
The old whore is back.
Glenn says that they say misery loves company. Ricky obviously takes that to the heart. Glenn. I have to meet you one day. Do I like hillbillies? Pooh Bear, I like all kinds of different men. I don't actually have a type. I mean, like, I don't go looking for, you know, a one particular type of person. Because I think that limits me to what,
yeah,
you know,
he likes them with a dick.
How dare you, Nessa? Don't call me a slut.
Yeah.
She text messaged me because she can't be on the website, but she's listening.
You are kind of a slut.
Hey, Nessa.
You're just not a whore because you don't charge.
Well, I should
start
charging.
Well, unless you do. Hell, you could pay the whole rent if you charged as many as been through here. My God. I'm going to start charging a toll at the front door.
Oh, Lord, not a toll.
Yeah, 50 cents.
I hope you have a sun pass.
50 cents to get in the door and 25 to get in Ricky's ass.
Just 25 cents? God.
All right, 25 for a Hummer and 25 for the ass.
Mm-mm, not cent. That's too low. Sorry. I'm a little bit more classier.
Maybe
than
we
that.
Should.
I'm not buying crack.
Maybe
I don't need
maybe you should give the first one away for free, and then get them hooked, and then start charging.
Right. Hey, that's a good thing.
That is
that's
a good
like
thing.
Crack.
That's right. You can have this rock for free, but all the
I'll see you later.
Yeah, but all the rest of the rocks they gonna cost you. We're gonna turn your ass.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome back, Ricky.
Yeah, don't feel bad because Ricky is single. Ricky is taking care of his business.
But that is completely different than having someone in your life and loving them and...
I know that.
Cherishing them and doing things for them. So.
But sex makes you feel better.
Yes, it does. I have to admit that.
And I have to say that, you know... Chris can be a pain in my ass sometimes, but I love him. But our sex life totally rocks. It's probably,
yeah,
you know, the best.
I've heard.
The best sex life I've ever had. So.
No, we're not putting a red bulb up on our porch lines.
just in Ricky's window.
Whatever. I could have the red light in my room.
I can
just leave the windows
open. I can drill that glory hole in the side of the house you've been wanting.
Oh, God.
All right. That's all I'm going to make fun of you for.
I got an interesting piece of mail about 2 weeks ago that I was going to read on the last show, but I didn't. And it's very... I don't know how to say this. I'm going to read it.
It's shocking is what it is.
It says, "Dear Richard Burton, take a moment and reflect on what motivates you. Helping others find their inner strength in times of darkness. Leading people to God when they face trials of the soul. Being a moral compass in turbulent times. And most of all, just being a friend to those in need of comfort. Your biggest challenge? Maybe it's finding the best way to serve with God and mankind. Gaining the experience, the perspective that is so valuable when teaching life's lessons. That's why I'm letting you know about the Navy Chaplain Corps, where your duty to God is complemented by duty to your country. The Navy Chaplain Corps, serving sailors and Marines of all backgrounds." Hey.
You know Ricky would love to serve sailors and Marines.
As well as their families.
And their seamen.
Right. "Reaching out to the very heroes whose commitment to preserving freedom allows us to worship as we please. Attending to an immense congregation where the need for dedicated chaplains is immense. It goes without saying that your acts of faith can touch hundreds, even thousands of lives." Hey.
And hundreds and thousands.
"And the blessings you'll receive in return? Countless.
Mm-hmm.
You'll gain insights that are rare, even among servants of God, an experience that will guide you well far into your future, wherever it may lead. Plus... you'll enjoy a generous pay, regular increases in promotions, and numerous other material benefits, either full-time or part-time, allowing you to focus on those you're called to serve. Nowhere else will you find such an immediate, close relationship with your community. Few opportunities yield such immediate blessings for both servant and flock."
Hmm.
So, now, I guess I need to join the Navy.
Yeah. Well, they had it partially right. I mean, you would love to serve Marines, just not in a religious...
And
Franco did have a good point.
What?
It's pronounced core.
Oh, did I say corpse?
Yes. Because corpse is the thing that lays in the morgue.
It says corpse.
Where?
Right there.
Yeah, that's core. That's pronounced core.
Oh, that's the end of a sentence. I thought it was abbreviation for something. Whatever.
What would that be abbreviating?
I guess corporations. Or something.
Puzzle or...
whatever. I don't care. I hope they're dead, too. I can suck a dead dick.
And
I can't believe I said that.
And he probably has this week. Or at least something that should have been dead. Something that's died and that nobody's bothered to tell him yet. Ugh.
So, yeah, that was an interesting piece of mail. I thought I'd have to read that because it was funny. Let's see what else we got here going on. We did get something from Kim. It was a song that she made up to us to the theme of O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a very good singer, so...
Neither am I.
I'll just say the words.
Maybe we'll forward it to Lou and have him...
Is that what we should do? Have him sing it for us?
Yeah.
So don't read it then?
That's up to you.
Because by the time we get him to do that...
It'll be next year.
Yeah, it'll be So I'll just try to...
Okay, go for it.
It says... Oh, come all young ones, thin and thick and long ones. Oh, come ye in Ricky Burton. Come all ye jailbait, come and manhold him. They'll throw your ass in jail. You're for screwing a toddler male.
Ugh.
They'll throw your ass in jail. Call a lawyer. Something like that.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't sing.
You can't sing. Yeah, that's okay.
So,
me.
I can't either. Nor am I going to. Nor will I attempt to.
Ashley says, oh my God, they don't say the S at the end of Illinois. But yes, people do it, and it makes them look dumb, and we laugh at them.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. All right, let's see here.
We have Daddy Lane's.
Daddy Lane's, yes. We have his
rendition of the Night Before Christmas.
Let me bring this up.
Bring it up.
So Daddy Lane sent us a card, and included with it was a poem.
Yes.
To 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Yes.
But this one's called 'Twas the Month Before Christmas. So we're going to read it. It's kind of long, but I think it'll be all right.
But we like them long.
Right. We like them long and thick. And working.
Well, so, at least me. Ricky likes sucking dead dicks, apparently.
We're going to read every other verse. So, 'twas the month before Christmas when all through the show, not a listener was calling, not even Dallas Joe. The headsets were hung by the microphone with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Ricky was nestled all snug in his bed while visions of Latinos danced in his head, and Chris in his jockstrap and Julian in sling had just settled their bodies for a long winter's fling.
When out on the roof there arose such a clatter, they sprang from their couplings to see what was the matter. Away to the window foul monkeys flew like a flash, tore open the shutter, and threw up a sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen Virgo gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to foul monkeys' wandering eyes should be there but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny hairy bears.
With a little old driver so lively and chatty, I knew in a moment it must be Big Fatty. More rapid than eagles his flatulence came, and he whistled and burped and called them by name.
Now Derek, now Nessa, now Matthew and Ouija, on Taylor, on Rodan, on Vera and Coromel, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry knees that before the wild orgy do fly, when they meet with a top, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, or the courser they flew, with a sleigh full of goodies and Big Fatty too.
And then in a twinkling, foul monkeys heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little poof. As they drew in their heads and were turning around, down the chimney Big Fatty came with a bound.
He was dressed all in flannel from his head to his crease, and his clothes were all smeared with crumbs and grease. A bundle of dildos he had flung on his back, and he looked like a beggar just opening his pack.
His eyes how they twinkled, his dimples how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and Ricky laughed when he saw him in spite of himself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave him to know he had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they flew like down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, here he drove out of sight,
happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
So that included a few podcasters and a few listeners.
Yeah,
so.
Fucking Ricky gets that, and the part where it names everybody, he's like, those are all podcasters. I'm like, bitch, how stupid do you think I am? Really? We all follow each other on Twitter. Do you think I just think there's some people out from outer space? Honestly.
Oh, that's funny.
Ugh. Those are all podcasters.
Oh,
no,
well,
really?
You never know.
I'm not as downsy Riri as Nicole is.
Oh, Riri downsies. All right, so we got another phone call.
All right.
Let's do this. Thanks, Lou.
<Aww.
laughs> He was here this week, by the way.
He was. I only got to see him for like 5 minutes, and then hauled ass.
He had to come use our equipment because something at his church wasn't working right.
How many people have come by to use your equipment this week, Ricky? That's what I thought.
All right, phone call. Here we go.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Julian. This is that drunk bitch, Drusilla. Yeah, I know it's like 10:45 in the morning, but... for me, it's about 2 in the morning. Anyway, I'm just reading through these fucking comments for this minstrel show jubilee thing on your blog. I gotta say, what the fuck? Alright. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
I have to say, I kind of like his voice.
Me too, and it makes me kind of horny.
What doesn't make you horny?
Women.
Oh, yeah, good point. Snatch.
Snatch does not make me horny.
Cooter. Pussy.
Roast beef flaps. The saloon doors.
Fish taco.
Bloody Mary.
The wound that never heals.
The gash. The slash.
Oh, God.
The scab that's always picked.
Meat curtains. Okay,
oh, that made my laugh hurt.
That made your laugh hurt.
That made my belly hurt. I laughed so hard.
As opposed to the trick last night that made your ass hurt.
No, that did not happen.
Harder. Spank my ass harder.
There was no one over here last night, actually. Well, when you were here.
That's because they came and then left. Yeah, I didn't repeat come twice for on accident. They came and then they left.
Oh, I'm not that much of a whore.
Girl.
So what else we got? What time is it?
It's 3:54.
Oh shit, we still got 6 minutes. What else can we talk about? Oh, my trip to Virginia. I'm going to Virginia next week from Friday to the following Sunday. So there will not be a show that week. And that Sunday is not a live show. That's good.
That's right.
So what I'll do is I'll just post an old show.
Okay.
People can listen to it.
Yeah. I get to take care of Finbar for a week. Yay!
Well, apparently when I'm gone, he's like mopey and doesn't do anything.
Okay. Well, if he's a big pain in the ass,
just give him a Tramadol.
Either that, or I'll take him down to the Chinese restaurant and he can be chicken fried rice for a few meals of people. I'm sure Shanghai Express would love to have him.
Right. Poor thing.
The ones that always scream at each other.
Sounds like they're always fighting.
Your order is ready.
I don't know who all listens that is close to me in Virginia. I'll be in Blacksburg. I know, racist. Well, it's better than Lynchburg.
Oh, God. It's right next to Jewsville.
Right. But I will be in the Southwestern Virginia area. So, like, Roanoke, Salem, all those places are closed.
All those places that are named for cigarettes.
Right, pretty much. So, if you want to get in contact with me and see if we can meet up maybe somewhere, then just email me at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or if you're cute, he'll do you.
Yeah, or if you're cute, I'll do you. Or you do me, whatever.
Or, I mean, even if you're not hideous, he'll probably do you.
No. Not that desperate.
Womp womp.
So, yeah, I'll be in Virginia, and I can't wait to see my family. I'm really excited. I haven't seen them in 2 years, so I get to go see them and relax and hang out and just chill.
Cool. So, cool.
What else we got?
How
much longer we have?
It's 3:56. So we can wrap it up if you want to. Right.
So thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it. There's more people in the room this time than there was last time.
I'm glad everybody came in here and hung out with us today. Enjoyed it.
Yep. If you'd like, you can call us at 206-984-FOUL. Actually, that's not if you'd like.
Do it. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can send us stuff to our post office box, like Christmas gifts and Christmas cards and whatever you want to send us.
And whatnot.
Just as long as it's not gross.
Too.
And the great Ronald Reagan.
Mm.
You can send that to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Go on our website, foulmonkeys.com, and check out the new redesign. Our Amazon wish lists are on there, and our Foul Monkeys blog. So go on there and check that out.
Oh, you know what? We forgot to say what Daddy Lane got us.
Oh, that's right.
Daddy Lane also sent us a package.
No wonder he
left
out of the room.
Like,
they didn't thank me for the gifts.
Well, we saved the best for last.
That's right.
So we get Thursday, we get home, and we have another box from Amazon.
And we're really excited, of course.
So we open it up, and Julian got
two DVD movies. One was Mommy Dearest, the Hollywood edition. And the other one was, I can't think of the title. It looked really cool, and it sounds really...
It's Hush Hush, Sweet Charlotte.
Yeah, it's a Bette Davis movie. Yeah. But it looks really cool, and I'm going to watch it here.
And I shortly. Got... Yeah, I want to watch that, too. I got a Kindle cover. But unfortunately, I don't have a Kindle yet. So I'll hold on to it and see if maybe someone out there buys me one. And if I don't get it, then... You know, I've already discussed it with Daddy Lane, and he said, just return it and get what you want.
Yeah,
so
that works.
But I really appreciate it, Daddy Lane. You didn't know that I did not have
a Kindle,
so that's not your fault. That's
no. I mean, he thought of us and sent us stuff. Right. So I mean, thank you so much. I mean, that was really sweet of you. So.
Right, and we love it.
Absolutely.
And the Mommy Dearest movie that we received is not Blu-ray for Veritable Virgo. I don't know if they have it on Blu-ray.
I don't know either. But
it probably doesn't matter.
I don't have a Blu-ray player.
You do.
I mean, there's one in the house, but it's not mine. It's yours. So,
yeah, I guess that's it. Thank you for downloading episode 250. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
I hope you all have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
We love you guys. Peace.
Bye.